ELG Music Group presents Saucy Talk Podcast, man. I'm here on a sporadic note. You know, I know y'all haven't been hearing from me in a minute. You know what I mean? Been doing my thing, trying to get this 1-2 thing. Still in the process, but we're here on high notes and everything. The motors, it's back. It's back moving. And a lot of shit. Taking this shit to like a different aspect and everything, and taking this shit on to a new vision. I can say what I want, you know. I can say what I want. Y'all can dictate on what y'all take from it, and you know what I mean, and what y'all can learn from the situations and the informations and the gems I give y'all. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been here for a while, like, you know what I'm saying. Probably like what, February or something like that. Left off handling, you know what I mean, handling things, but you know what I mean. Here, updates on the Saucy Talk Podcast. Let's see, let's talk about it. A lot going on. Flooding crept in through the screen. That's good though. I really just wanted to speak on just this shit. Everybody go to my YouTube channel. It's probably difficult to get to, but go to ELG Music Group. Y'all know how to spell it. ELG MUZIK GREWP. That's ELG MUZIK GREWP. Y'all go on there on YouTube. Y'all just search everything on there. Y'all gonna find a lot of hidden gems, a lot of things. My demographics is everywhere, so you know. I'm not trying to sign no analytics up on this thing, but you know, the traffic is where the traffic is gonna be. But shout outs to everybody that's been holding it down up in here, checking it out. Everybody from across the world and everything like that, though. But you feel me? Focusing. Shit. Main topic is mental health right now, because everything in the world is turned upside down. Everything is not. Everything ain't. All the blinds and the shades has been lifted up on everything, on every aspect of reality, as far as like the American dream and the fantasy of entertainment. The network programming has changed. And it gave everybody real life, real time occurring events, and different ways to access entertainment at the expense of celebrities. Entertainers and et cetera. So it's no longer you going to, you know what I mean, fantasize about being some big rapper, big R&B star, big rock star, big all this. Because the blinds have been lifted on all aspects of the entertainment. On the internet, shit on TV, everywhere. So it's just like, it's up for grabs right now. Everything is just this is disposable. So you can just, you know, upload. You can get, as long as you have a mass following, you can just upload and, you know what I mean, and control your following like that, which is good. It's a gift and a curse to that too, because people that don't have enough control, that only know how to capture the attention is soon to fail. It's real shit. Happened time and time again. There's been a lot of rappers' deaths. A lot of rappers' deaths. Now, I've been saying over the last couple years, like, the merge of all these different artists and all these different movements so quick, like bam, 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 bam. It's not the same as just going to the store. It's going to get your groceries, to go and get some, you know what I mean, some appliances and something, and then going to your store, and then going to the music department and just getting some music of the new artist that you know is some good music that you can feel to, that you can build on, learn about, read in the magazine, listen to on the radio, the TV, and then potentially go to a show, you know what I mean? Get somebody that you're close to go to a show. Go to a show and just have a good time. And then repeat it again, you know what I mean, with a new artist or the current artist, you know what I mean? And just built on that. You know what I mean? And through having good music, you're gonna generally have good ideas and further your imaginations on what life could be, you know what I mean? Expressing it from the music. You know what I mean? But if you're just gonna have music that's just dark and just talking shit and not learning nothing and not pushing nothing into giving nobody no good ideas on how to own, have ownership on anything, you know what I mean? On how to sustain like a you know, some kind of real career, you know what I mean? You know, give some kind of information, you know what I'm saying? It's not just overbearing like this rah-rah music just to get you into that mode to go to do some fucked up shit. And it's just to have a fucked up mode just to go crash out. That's what most of this music is. It's crash out music. All this music right now is crash out music. It's quick, it's marketable. You feel me? It's in your face. And it's like, ain't nothing to think about. It's like either you with it or you ain't. If you ain't, get pushed away. Stay away from that type of shit. It ain't. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is until it crashed out. Then boom, it's a whole another group of motherfuckers that's thinking they're gonna do it. Everybody else thinking they're gonna do the same shit. Oh, it's different now because that was the OGs, and now they just repping the OGs. Some dead, some free. You know what I'm saying? If everybody, if they like, if they top dog, you know what I mean, head honcho or whatnot, dies or something. Oh, now it's womp to womp world, and everybody get their chains made. Everybody get their little, you remember Billy made, probably a cardboard cut out of the person. You feel me? And they gonna put their LL insert name right here. You feel me? And they gonna go from there. You feel me? Until that shit dry up, or it becomes a moniker of what's to come, if it's gonna be something great or not. I'm just shooting off the hip right now. This is just like just the music part of this shit. You know what I mean? A nigga didn't grew up in all this music shit, and like basically it's like, you feel me? If you're gonna be, you know what I mean, on your hustle shit, you feel me? On your grind shit, getting money and shit, and getting to this bag, you feel me? That's what it's about. Getting to this bag, tasting the expensive, you know what I mean? Tasting different things, seeing different things, you feel me? You know what I mean? That's what it's about. You know what I mean? Capturing the moments and shit like that. You feel me? And whatever else, you know what I mean? It's about having it at your disposal. And if you're that type of person, you can help out. But that's generally the best way. To do that is by helping out, by generating shit, and by people just, you know. In certain situations, it's difficult because you just bombarded by all that bullshit, the crash out mentality. So now you ain't got no time to even really think because now you stuck up in this shit. You feel me? Until you crash out, until you find a situation where you can get your foot out of that shit and Yeah, I mean, it's real slippery. It's real slippery with that shit, though. But this crash out music shit, this shit ain't gonna last. It's been generations already that didn't fell off because of this shit. You know, let's just start like 2015. Let's just start 2015 with this shit. Then on, you know what I mean? How many artists died? People didn't know about, you feel me? People were dying younger and younger of health issues, you feel me? Artists. It's not inspiration in the music space right now. Yes, the jury there, yes, all the fancy flat, all the glamorous shit, but that shit just look like carbon copies of the next motherfucker, if you just ask me. Don't nobody have no originality. Everybody's doing the same shit. Everybody is just doing their version of the shit that's out. You know what I mean? And they putting it out there like it's just wonderful ass, like amazing ass music. Some of it is good, you feel me? I'll take a listen to it. It gotta catch my ear. It gotta be a specific artist. See, you got PNB Rock that just got killed. And before that, it was Youngin Ace. Him and his father got shot. And before that, it's like other artists and everything like that that shit didn't happen to. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of this shit. Oh yeah, the Quando Rondo people, partners. Quando Rondo not even from LA. A lot of shit been happening in LA. Everybody stay out of LA. If you're entertainer, you flossy, shining, you doing all that stunting and shit. Make sure your ass is tapped in. If you ain't from around there, you tapped in. Make sure you tapped in and don't be doing those. Don't take no dumb ways home. Don't take no weak ass chances for no bitch. Because they want waffles at that specific time. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole dynamic with that, and but the game don't change. Can't blame that situation over a female. We don't know. It's a lot of different components to that situation right there. Talking about the PNB Rock. He in Manchester. He on Manchester in LA. Some chicken and waffles or whatnot. South Central. LA. You know what I mean? All this jury on and all that shit. In previous videos, he had interviews with motherfuckers saying that he got motherfuckers trying to rob him. He even got an IG saying that he will never get robbed. It will never happen to him. That's the dumbest shit that anybody could say. And for him to be supposedly been locked up for 9 years in prison, you would think that he would have been smarter than that. To think of some crazy shit like that, saying something that it'll never happen to me. He probably would have never. He probably thought he'd never been in jail. You know what I'm saying? He probably would have never thought that he'd have had a $1 million deal. You feel me? But that's just here and there. You feel me? However that situation worked out, or if this situation is even real. You feel me? Because you're giving people all this money, yep. But that's just different though. But we talking about just this situation, you know what I mean? And posting the location of where you at the same time you there. That's a no go. You feel me? You in a Maybach. You feel me? It's hella different components. You feel me? You talking big shit. You really don't know what you're up against. You think just because you got ties to LA and everything. You think they're going to the rescue and to knowing exactly what spot you in the store when they call on you. What, like exactly where you at? Like, come on now, like be real, like That was just crazy right there on that part, because you know what I'm saying? But he probably feeling like he ain't, you know what I mean? Musically, he wasn't, you know what I mean, on the radar of nobody, for anybody to be tripping off of him. And he took that chance. That's just one situation. That's just a situation. There's a lot of clown shit going on. Like, for the ways that the entertainment ball has dropped for these years. I see it. I might come back to this and be like, damn, them was the days, even though all that shit. But I doubt it though, because it's like lot of shit is happening in personal life and in entertainment, you feel me? So it's not even like you can escape reality in a way. You feel me? There's only a couple artists that probably give you that feel good mood in the music department, but the rest is just it's just garbage. It's just like, okay, got you in a mode of doing some shiesty shit or whatnot, but what is it like? You know what I mean? What is going to benefit you? You feel me? Talking about getting money and all this shit. It's like, yeah. Yeah, it should be like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like music should be like school. You grow with your music, and then you graduate each stage. You grow each stage. And you finish, and it should be a celebration at the end of everybody's retirement career. You know what I'm saying? Like something, you know. Regardless on how you think you ending it off, you feel me? If you feel like it's this time, you can end on a high, you can end on a low, medium. You know what I mean? Have that celebration and that. And had that appreciation. It's just like a graduation ceremony. Have something like that, you feel me? So you can just reflect on the good times and the things it took you to achieve all this shit. And then you can just go and go beyond and go on with your future endeavors. And even at that little ceremony, it should be shit there, like businesses, you know what I mean, waiting to talk to you, you know what I mean, to be, you know what I mean, to be ready to, you know what I mean, do some deals, you know what I mean. However, somebody can construct that in a way where it could be like that. That would be good for the mind. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm thinking, well, maybe it can be just put it like how I said it, to have it in the way of a college or a graduation ceremony whenever you retire from your profession. Not just music, we're just gonna say from your profession, you feel me? Or you know what I mean? We could do music, because music, you know what I mean? People get out this game pretty quick, you know what I'm saying? As far as R&B and hip hop, but yeah, ceremony. Somebody listened to it. Somebody that got the connects to put that into place. You know what I mean? Let them know you got the let them know you got the idea from. Tag the podcast. Let them know. Show the podcast. You feel me? Tag me. Let me know. I appreciate it. That's part of the game. You feel me? Shit. Right now, as I upgrade my life, and upgrade it, and I just going through situations right now, and that's like really forcing my hand to go into crash out mode, and it shocked me that how resilient I am. I didn't even know. You know what I mean? I would have thought it would have been a whole different way on how I would have dealt with situations. You know what I mean? And by doing that, it's like, okay, now what's next? That's why I haven't been, you feel me, here with y'all, dealing with real life adversities. You know, it ain't no excuse, you know what I mean? That's why I'm here to talk to you guys, because y'all going through adversities, and I know that y'all would like to know the perfect way on how to go about things. I always take a bite, like, always take advice from somebody that's going to be there when you up and down in any situations, in all situations. Have a clear cut understanding with one another. Because you don't want nobody lingering around. That's just there for the season. Trust me. You know what I mean? Treat people how they, you know what I mean? And it's right. I was looking at something somebody said. He said, we treat people for their potential and not how they are. Probably cliche to a lot of y'all, but most of us, we make the mistake. You know what I mean? All we got to do is just remind us, because we sometimes forget the simple things and the simple methods of things and how to deal with things and how we used to. How we began to as children, how everything was simple, like everything we did was, you know what I'm saying, da 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 da. Now sometimes we forget those things. Sometimes. So it really ain't something that, it really ain't magical or something sometimes somebody is saying. It's just to remind you, oh yeah, I forgot about that part of the game. You know what I mean? That's what I got out of a lot of shit that a lot of people, a lot of research I've been doing, you know, and I compile it into what I already think, you know, and for people to sell these like $1 million, the best seller in the world and all that, and for you to be thinking the same thing. No, I know sometimes y'all think, why the hell wasn't I the one that wrote that? Because you didn't. Because you didn't. Now, ain't trying to be the motivational person, but I am. You know what I mean? Open-minded mother. I'm open-minded as fuck. If it's visions, if it's a vision out there that catch my eyes, or you know what I mean, or anything, you know what I mean, let's explore it, you feel me? You know, that's what I'm saying, like, let's just explore the adventures and other shit, you feel me? While we can explore shit that, you know what I mean, that things that ain't been tapped into, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout outs to Currency Spitta. He living life the way he wanna live life. He got old schools. He mainly focused on his old schools, but he got the futuristic foreign whips and all that shit, the jewelry, the ice jewelry and all that. You know what I mean? Living a comfortable home, you feel me? But he, you know what I'm saying? He doing it how he wanna do it, you know what I'm saying? He ain't gotta live extravagant, like marble floor mansions. And it sounds good, 'cause that's what they push on us, you feel me? But if he was just an artist that was just down to earth, you know, you can be as big as the mainstream guys, you feel me? But do your thing you feel me, at a normal human being's pace, if that makes sense to y'all. At a normal human being's pace, y'all would live like an artist, you feel me? Nice house. I mean, like, shout out to Currency. The Currency is basically showing y'all how to live, you feel me? I know that mansions and all that shit, nice. It looked nice for the time being while you, like, while you young and shit. Like, as my mind develop, it's like, yeah, mansions and all that shit, yes. Yes. All that shit sounds great. All that shit sounds great. But at this time, you can make your house look like a mansion. All this new technology and all this shit, you can make your house look like a mansion. The newest things is the mini houses now, the tiny homes. People is People was taking freight trailers and turning them shits into duplexes and shit. It's like, you know what I mean? I feel like when there was more trees in the world, real natural trees and everything, nobody had no, everybody was running around. I mean, like, not old days, I mean, like, I'm talking like 90s. Mainly talking about California, because I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Because I can't talk about the sunshine. And then I like talking about what sunshine, y'all in Alaska and shit, but I'm just talking about, like, when times was more simpler. You know what I'm saying? Another thing I want to talk about is longevity. I know I just went off on like two different subjects, you feel me? Like, that's because I had a phone call, as y'all can hear. So I'll get back to it if it's on my mind. But for instance, like back in the day, like people used to be in contact with people, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Real connected with the family and everything like that. I'ma always say this until everybody's on the same page. Until this social media shit died down and everybody figured that, you know what I mean? Let's do shit, let's create something outside of this shit instead of looking at the phones, because fashion becomes, you know what I mean? Fashion becomes, you know, some fashion is, you know what I mean? Everybody need clothes, but certain brands, that's trendy, that people go for, they turn on them brands until it's hot again. They go from brand to brand to brand to brand to brand to brand. Some people go brand to brand in the clothing department. You know what I mean? And they switch it up like you don't play a video game. The same video game all the time, you know what I'm saying? So by holding your device and being in that same device and that same app for years and years and years on out, ain't that the same thing as like wearing the same clothes every day? That's the name of this segment. It's gonna be being on social media is like being having the same clothes on. Being on the same apps on your phone, it's like having the same clothes on. Now, I mean, we need to be refreshed with this shit, you feel me? I know I'm doing the podcast off this shit. I know this, and I know if I preach that message, I'm preaching to, you know what I mean? It probably affects me because I'm using the technology, but I'm putting the medicine back. And the candy, which being just social medias and everything that come along with this shit. I mean, I'm just speaking real and speaking as real as I can right now. And hopefully somebody understand the lingo, understand where I'm coming from. They can use this shit and just be like, it's real talk. You know what I mean? Because it's just like having on the same underwear, having on the same shirt, same pants, same shoes, same fucking hat. And you've been on that same app, same website for over 10 years. I have the same. You probably got bed sores and shit because you haven't even changed your clothes from when you went to sleep. You slept in it. You know what I'm saying? That brand been out of style. That brand is out of business. You've been wearing that shit. But you still up on that. You still up on that app. You know what I mean? So, and then I go on there, it's like they doing the same shit, and it's crazy because somebody said the same shit. Like it was famous. They like they hacked into their personal account. Like, I mean, they didn't hack into it. They got into their personal account. They haven't been into their personal Facebook page since they've been famous for a couple years, and when they signed back in it, he seen they seen the, he seen the people from his hometown doing the same shit and same, going through the same areas, you know what I mean, doing the same shit, ain't nothing changed with them, they the same, doing the same shit. And that shit is scary because I was thinking the same shit, like, damn, I missed out on all this shit. Like, these motherfuckers are going advanced. These motherfuckers is like, wow, this motherfucker is doing all this shit. Now this motherfucker, now. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, he going to be doing all this. Like, you know what I mean? I'm thinking they out there. They just upgrading and then booming and then just living life and just, you know what I mean? Just upgrading. And while I'm just here in a situation that I'm in, you feel me? But you figure, you realize, like, and you go back, you're like, damn, they doing the same shit. Know what I mean? Everybody that I was kicking it with, like, you feel me? They either located where around where I'm at, or you know what I mean? Something crazy. But I ain't gonna get into all that though. But it's just been a crazy, crazy road. I'm still going through crazy shit. Oh, man. It's like, figuring out different avenues while, you know what I mean, working with the ones that you have. You feel me? Like, just trying to base it on. It's just the basing on these things. It's cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm just giving y'all just, you know what I mean? As I'm figuring it out, I'm just going to spill it out. And for everybody that got the game, that everybody that know me, you know what I mean? Know how to get to other social medias. You know what I mean? You got to get at me. I know y'all saying, like, okay, he talking about doing this and that and hitting them up on social media. Yeah, and until I get the proper crowd, you know what I mean? Until I get everybody that's involved with me, to get everybody that's here, that listen to the message, that everybody that you know what I mean, that really rocks with me. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I get that together, we can, you know what I mean, figure it out, like, how to bypass and how to, you know what I mean? We don't know, to get this straight, I'm not trying to abolish none of this shit. But it's as far as, you know what I mean, just being on here typing and then watching the television and typing. We're not giving nobody no kind of, you know what I'm saying? We got the social media, we got the platform to push us into another direction, to push us to be neighborly, to be to look out for one another, you know what I'm saying, to do this. But it's too many politics within between neighbors, between neighborhoods, between cities. You know, if everybody can help each other, you know, to help each other in the neighborhood, whatever essentials, everybody just help out everybody with the essentials, you know what I mean? And shit, everybody can throw weekend parties, everybody can, you know what I mean? I know everybody got family. Multifaceted multi-family picnic parties, multi, you know what I mean? Now that shit big. You know what I'm saying? Gotta be my world called nostalgia.
not nostalgia, but be a world call like inertia or endorpha or dopamine, and be something within that, you know. Everybody helping out everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just be on the same, you know what I mean? It's cultural shit. Could have a cultural but due to this to the histories and everything like that, and the traditions that everybody go by, it's like, yeah, you gonna have to, and everybody on defense with this. So with that, we got this standoffness, you know what I'm saying? But so that's just crazy. I just been popping this shit at y'all, you feel me? That's just crazy. I just gave y'all, you know what I mean? Just basically like what's really been going on and everything, you know. Not even everything. I'm just giving y'all just some, you know what I mean? Just some good news y'all can use, you feel me? For everybody that's, you know what I mean? That's just starting. You know what I mean? The fresh freshmen, the high schools, the fresh seniors. You feel me? The fresh juniors and sophomores and juniors, whatever. And everybody that's just starting off, doing everything, doing that. You know what I mean? Doing everything, just fresh. September finna be October. The people. Y'all need to just focus on what, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't even hear nobody even talking about like what people need to do. Like, I don't even see it on TV. Like, school is cool and none of that shit. I don't see it. I know I'm probably sounding like an old head with y'all and all this shit, and I know what the fuck goes on in school, public schools. A lot of bullshit, you feel me? Everybody that have a family that stays on them about their studies, hygiene, everything, mannerism, everything, you know what I mean? Y'all take that shit. Y'all make sure y'all considerate that shit. Y'all thank y'all parents for teaching you that shit. Y'all keep that shit with y'all for life. You know what I'm saying? Y'all appreciate that shit. That y'all fortunate enough to have somebody, have family that was educated and that can help you and have give you a head start. With all kind of education, with everything, with life, period. You're fortunate with that, so don't take that for granted. This segment, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know what I mean? It was everywhere. It's just like everything else, I just spill it out and let y'all just take what y'all want from it and what episodes y'all love and like and hate, and I just let y'all deal with that. I just say what's on my mind. See, y'all want the Cardi B and the Offset news and the Meg Thee Stallion and all that, the baby and all that shit. Y'all go from the other sites for all that. All that Ice Spice and And if y'all know who Ice Spice is, that's some kind of new artist right now. So, Ice Spice, new female artist. I just seen some shit with that lady that was claiming to be black, but she was white. She got an OnlyFans now. I think she was working like in the, like some kind of government building, but she got an OnlyFans. She thick as fuck. She thick as fuck. Rachel something. Dozel. I did a story on her too. I did a blog on her like when that happened. And now she got an OnlyFans. If that's really her, she. I was already saying that shit though. Like, damn, she. You know what I'm saying? What am I even saying that? You feel me? I got an eye for that shit. I got an eye for all that hitting shit. Everybody be like, everybody don't be paying attention to. I'm like, well, I'm the only one that can see this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why am I the only one? And then when I get that about them. And flip it around. Everybody be Google Gaga to that shit. But on some real shit though, a nigga needs some candy. Some peach rings. I need some woods. Saucy Adventures. Man, let me tell you, man. I can't even stop talking. I'm just gonna be on myself. This ain't really no celebrity, you know what I'm saying? This is about me. So, on the Saucy Adventures, right? You gotta have options with this shit. Options. See, I got a vivid imagination on how I want shit. Even if it don't pan out that way, you keep that vision in your head. That's going to even make it more, even more. Let me see, like, you know, a more wild experience, a shocking experience that you even know that can happen. I'm just telling y'all that. That's some secret shit. That's some secret shit that I can't even repeat to myself because I don't remember what I just said. But I know that's some game. You know what I mean? I just gave y'all. Y'all just have to keep in that vivid movie that you got of your life in your head and play it every fucking second. Out of that movie. You know what I mean? Just play it every second of that movie. Because, shit, man. Think about it, nigga. After this life, nigga, you think you ever gonna see water again? Water? Bruh, we only gonna see water. Y'all ever thought about that? No more water? Water, bruh. Water gonna be here forever. Even when you gone. Water. I'm tripping myself out. I need some candy. I feel like I'm gaining the alcohol bug. Fucking with these Saucy Adventures. Like, I'm wanting like a beer or something. Even like some vodka or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm gonna go the candy route. Well, I might just give me a bottle, fuck it. And get back to y'all after I'm done, because I just did like a whole 50 minutes with y'all. Hopefully everything picked up as crispy clear as I think I sound. Female told me I just sound like I'm sleepy right now, but I'm just laid back right now in my own establishment. Figuring out everything. To everybody that tapped in with me, shout outs to y'all. You feel me? What kind of candy y'all like? Me right now, I'm on the peach, the Trolleys peach rings. I've been on the peach rings, you feel me, ever since, you feel me, the 50 cent bags, you feel me. These peach rings is something different. And the sour octopus, sour bright octopus. They've been hating on those. They ain't been having those lately. It's just craziness, though. It's beyond crazy. Gonna keep it pushing though, for sure. This is gonna be on some other shit. I'm gonna have to push. Yeah, I gotta like on some other shit. We're gonna. You gotta deal with some shit. The but adversaries, you feel me? You gotta go through some adversaries.